The Gaundy and Maz Show.
Hello,
hey,
everyone.
Hi.
Nick Kelly's my name. I'm on for Gaundy this morning, just if you're wondering who this weird voice is in your podcast feed.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, mate.
It was fun doing a show with you today.
We had a lot of fun.
Thanks for filling in.
My pleasure. It's always an honour, to be honest.
While you're here,
yeah.
Do you want to, like, you may as well spin the dumb idea wheel.
Can we do this?
Well,
we did on the show.
We did on the show, right? That's fun. But the wheel is always here and it's so tempting. There's so many dumb ideas up there at the moment. I think we should just do one just for our podcast
listeners.
Do you want to spin?
You sure it's okay for me to spin?
Yeah, of course, mate.
Okay, thank you. It's very kind.
Yeah, it's a big ass wheel. Here she goes. Round she goes.
Round.
I love doing a cheeky extra bonus dumb idea on the podcast.
Slowing down, slowing down, slowing down. Oh my God. It's landed on. You read it.
It says, where are all the baby pigeons?
I've been waiting for this one.
Why?
Because I would do my usual shift out of the same studio you guys do once you clear out 3 hours later. And then I always see that one up there. I've been like, when are they going to do that?
Do you secretly spin the wheel?
No, but I'm going to start doing it.
No.
Just some little thought starters in my own brain.
So, okay.
We should take a wheel out then. We share the studio.
No, the wheel is a pain in the ass to move. Can just stay.
Make it producer Matt's problem.
No, that's just, he's got enough on his plate dealing with me. Where are all the baby pigeons? It's a good thought because you see pigeons.
And they're all the same size.
Never seen a baby one.
Never seen a baby one.
Don't know. Maybe they just shit them out that big.
Don't they come out of an egg? They're not mammals. They don't come out of the
bumhole. Producer Matt is having a yawn. Buddy, we need you. Where are all the baby pigeons? Can you come around? This was his dumb idea.
Yeah, of course it was. Well, where do you think they all are?
I just said maybe they just shit them out that big.
Shut out that big.
They're not baby. They're just all pigeons are pigeons. They're the same size. Their brains are just less developed. I don't know.
But I also feel like the egg would have to come out the size of a full-blown pigeon if they came out that way. So it's not really possible, is it?
The headphone jack's broken.
Unless you'll just have to talk. Don't whinge.
Hey,
now,
so this was your dumb idea. We've just done a spin. Is that working?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are all the baby pigeons?
Yeah, where are they?
Would you have a theory?
I don't know where they are, but I've looked at what they look like and they're disgusting.
So they do exist?
Yeah, but I don't know where they're growing.
So, okay, they're probably in the nest.
But you see, when pigeons...
Oh, they're ugly.
Have you ever had
a
pigeon in your roof or something? They will lay an egg on an uneven surface and it just rolls off and falls off. They're one of the dumbest creatures known to man, honestly.
You know what they look like? They look like Scratchy from the Itchy and Scratchy show on The Simpsons. Look at it. You seen it?
No.
Come over here. Big bulging eyes that sort of grow with their bodies by the looks of it.
They're sort of cute.
No, they're not. They look like... Oh, you know what they look like? Look at the middle. In the middle. It's like a ball sack. Ball sack.
I didn't really want to see a baby pigeon's balls today.
No, the baby pigeon is the balls, you see. That's what I'm saying. It's like a ball. It's like a ball sack with arms and legs.
Sorry, I get what you're saying.
I'm going to put a photo of a baby pigeon on our Instagram for those who are following along with this.
Okay, you don't have a theory. You just...
No, I am asking the question. Maybe our listeners were going to help us. I don't know, but where are they? I've never seen one apart from Googling.
In the flesh, yeah.
So... They're obviously in the nest. So the pigeon, the mama pigeon, lays the egg. The baby pigeon cracks the egg from the inside, gets out, cruises in the nest until said pigeon is size.
Where are the nests? Have you ever seen a pigeon in a nest? They're normally just eating food on the ground.
You've seen a baby magpie. You've seen a baby plover. You've seen all these babies.
It's
where
true.
Are the baby pigeons?
I saw baby ducks on the weekend.
Baby pelicans, also
how
hideous.
Baby ducks are cute.
The best. They were right next to my car. I went into Salvo's.
Super cute.
Came out and they were there.
Okay, look, we haven't solved it.
No.
Government conspiracy.
There's no conspiracy.
It's a government conspiracy.
No,
the
it's
baby
not.
Pigeons have all the 5G in them.
Oh, my God.
They're watching us. They're little cameras from the government.
They are. It's government camera. Oh,
that's why they only come out as adults.
Cracked it. That'll be going around some Telegram group tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I'm not really... I'm so sorry that we did that.
Hey, enjoy the podcast. Obviously, a little bit different. We know LeGond. Where is he? That's another conspiracy theory.
Oh, he's hiding the baby pigeons.
He's got all the baby pigeons. Enjoy the show. Ow. 3, 2, 1. OK.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Oh my God, life is so good. Thank you, Rashik. Rashik is a 24-year-old software engineer who lives in America. And he went to get some ice cream from Macca's.
Mm-hmm.
And he popped in. No, he was in Brazil on a holiday, went to get ice cream from Macca's.
Yep.
And that particular Macca's, their little ice cream sundae machine thingy, not working. And he was really annoyed.
Yeah,
and I
understandably.
Get that, mate. When you're craving a Macca's sundae and you don't get to get one, I understand how that would inspire you.
It's happened to everyone, and it always happens on the hot days where everyone is rushing through and the only thing they're ordering is something frozen.
Right.
It always carks
it. You know what? Machines need a day off too, Nick. So let's just hold the hate, okay?
Hey, if machines are going to steal my job, like the AI robot 3000 is going to become the next great radio presenter, it can't have a day off. 7 days a week, thank you.
Take the sick days whilst you can, Gaundy. So old mate Rashik, he's in Brazil. He goes to get an ice cream at Macca's. The machine's broken and he just, a normal school of thought for a 24-year-old software engineer is like, this is annoying. I'll invent a bot. So what he did, and he says that this started off as a bit of fun, is he's managed to, like, using, I guess, GPS and a whole bunch of other software technical doobies, he has put together a map of America where every McDonald's is located, and then you can go to this website and see if their ice cream machine is busted or if their soft drink machine is busted or if McCafe is having a meltdown. So you know you can go there and not be disappointed.
Yeah, you can avoid the ones that are screwed. I looked at it and it's got
brilliant.
It's got a running counter of the percentage of broken machines in America. 11.61% of the machines are currently having an issue in the States.
And this is good for us to know if bots are going to take over the radio game.
Mm.
That's not a good average,
no,
is it?
No, we can't have 11.61% of them down.
No way.
Machines.
So that's
game.
Thanks to Rashik. And then now thank you to Dean Holman, who lives in Coffs Harbour.
He could be listening to us this morning.
Inspired by McBroken.com, which is Rashik's website.
Yep.
He's created McBrokenAustralia.com, and now you can go to McBrokenAustralia.com and you can see if the soft serve or frozen Coke machine at your local Macca's is working or broken.
And I'm looking at this and I can tell you a fair few of them are broken. I can tell you the Coffs Harbour North soft serve is unavailable right now if you were looking for a brekkie soft serve. In Kelso near Bathurst, no frozen Cokes there, Dahl. Orange North, soft serve's broken there. Erina on the Central Coast, in the food court, not the one outside, no soft serve. Same at Lizero on the Central Coast.
Now, here's the thing. Of course, this isn't a sponsored segment.
No.
But just if you're wondering how Macca's feel about this, we do have a comment from the VP, I'm guessing Vice President of US Communications.
Couldn't get the president on the line. Had to go to the Vice.
The VP, the Prez, he's busy or she's busy. David Tovar, who is the VP of US comms, says only a true McDonald's fan would go to these lengths to help customers get our delicious ice cream. They're all about it.
He's got to be getting ice cream for life now for this incredible public service.
I hope so. I don't know. I mean, surely you've got to monetize this. So Rashik reckons within 20 minutes of launching the US version of this website, it received 10,000 visitors.
And it crashed.
In 20 minutes.
And it crashed.
That's crazy.
They've got to do this, I reckon, as well. I reckon we can take some inspiration here. 7-Eleven Slurpee machine. And so I can also know which flavours are available because I only like the no sugar versions.
Oh, this is good.
We're onto something here.
This has got legs. Let's get in touch with Dean Holman and get him to create the next one for
us. Yes, if you're listening, Dean, 131060, buzz us. McBrokenAustralia.com. Check it out.
It's a real thing. Okay, so, my mum sent me the eggplant emoji in a text message.
Right. This deserves a whole unpacking now. How has this happened?
Okay, well, I'm going to get you to guess.
Okay.
So, I'll just for your information,
yes.
I'm very close to my mum.
Okay. Yeah,
she
okay.
knows yeah. everything about my life. Mm-hmm. We talk most days on the phone.
Yep.
We text a lot. And we text each other a lot of emojis.
Yep.
And we catch up. So during the whole lockdown situation, because my mum lives by herself,
yep.
I was her single bubble nominee.
Oh, lovely.
So I was able to go with Henry because I'm Henry's carer to my mum's and we could hang out for the day. So I actually have been seeing my mum every week, even though we've been in lockdown. So
that's really good.
That's been a real blessing. And also because she's, you know, she's probably listening. So mum, I don't want to say elderly, but like you're getting on, love.
Well, that was know? That was some more context I needed around the eggplant emoji. 70,
70. In her 70s. She's in the 70, okay. 70 year plus age bracket.
Yes.
But she's very tech savvy.
Yep, I believe you.
She went to Dimmicks about 15 years ago and asked for Facebook. She's very tech savvy. She gets it.
Right.
Okay.
Is she on Instagram?
She is on photos. She is on an, I quote, that WhatsAppy thing.
Oh, okay. Impressive.
Because she got an Android because she didn't want to fork out for a new iPhone when she needed a phone upgrade. Because you've got an Android, we can't iMessage each other. So we have to WhatsApp if we're going to see each other on a WhatsApp video
call.
But
you do have emojis on WhatsApp.
We have emojis. So why did my mum send me the eggplant emoji?
Does the context need to be given that occasionally the eggplant emoji can be used in place of a phallic object?
I just want your, like, guess what the conversation my mum and I were having on text when she fired off the eggplant emoji.
I'm thinking.
And remember, we're very close. I share, we chat every day. We talk about everything.
Moussaka recipe.
That is so
eggplant bad. Lasagna. I'm hoping.
Do you know what's really so funny about that? Is my mum makes an amazing moussaka. Seriously.
I'm not surprised about
that. It's like one of her best recipes.
God, moussaka's good. I could be a vegan if you could just eat moussaka all day.
Oh, moussaka's amazing.
Okay, so it's...
I'll just read you the message.
Not moussaka. Okay, yeah.
So it's, thank you for coming over. Such a big effort, Dal. I so appreciate it. Henry is just so delightful, as are you too. I love heart emoji. Dinner was delicious. I loved the eggplant emoji. But it's because I made miso eggplant.
I wasn't far off.
I made this like Japanese agadashi miso eggplant and mum said, delicious.
We went through all that to talk about miso eggplant.
Oh, but it's amazing.
But you nailed it?
Yeah, worthy of an eggplant emoji.
Be proud, though. 3, 2, 1, okay.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Just to clarify, there'll be different questions for Alpha Bucks. We're not going to try and do the same thing by giving someone the same questions in the same letter.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, so different letter, brand new questions, but the same opportunity after 8. Okay, good. Hey, our number's 131060. Why don't you give it a call and tell us if you've ever had something stuck in your body? If you've had an object, an item, a thing.
If it's happened, you've got the story and you know it's a good one.
And everyone who calls the show on 131060 and gets on the air gets in the draw to be our caller of the week.
Big prize this week.
$500 to spend at the Iconic just for getting on air and sharing a story. So this is your opportunity to get involved in that. Also, it's your opportunity to share what I'm sure is a hilarious story.
Reason we're getting into this is I greeted you this morning with a quick hello, a coffee, and a video that I found on the internet over the weekend that I've now watched about 6 times because it continues to surprise me every time I watch it.
It's surprising in a way that I didn't quite imagine because it didn't instantly make me want to vom.
Yeah.
Like, that's a surprise. When someone shows you something, you're like, ooh. It wasn't that. It was more like, whoa!
It's shocking.
That was my reaction.
But satisfying. It's on the Gorney and Maz Instagram if you want to check it out. It starts with you see the foot and you see a little hole on the foot.
There's a splinter in some kid's foot.
Splinter in kid's
Jake.
Foot.
Jake. I think it's Jake's got a splinter in his foot.
Let's have a listen to the video.
Jake told me he had a splinter in his foot. We made an honest attempt to get it, like a real honest attempt.
Oh my God.
Now, a couple weeks later, this little guy, oh my gosh.
Serious?
I guess the x-ray wasn't kidding. Oh my God.
Serious?
This is a great video. This is, that. We got that on video. This monster was in Jake's face.
It's a massive splinter.
It's a monster splinter. I love how the doc was like, gee, the x-ray wasn't kidding. Do x-rays kid often? Like, is that a thing where doctors go, oh, gee, I guess the x-ray machine might be playing up, and it was having a lull with
it
everyone.
It looks like you've got a splinter in your foot, but you don't. It's just bone.
Hey, 131060, if you've had something stuck in your body, we want to hear about it this morning. Olivia is through. Hello.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, good, babe. So who is this story about?
This is about my now 15-year-old, but he was only 8 months old at the time.
Eight months. Oh, no. Oh, what's happened? Yeah. Oh, God.
So as a working mum, he was at daycare and they were doing arts and crafts. I think it might have been for Mother's Day or Father's Day, one of those, you know, fun little projects that they do.
Totally.
And he leaned forward on the table and picked up one of those fuzzy metal pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
And shoved it in his mouth before the daycare mum would be able to stop, and he swallowed it.
No! Oh.
Because yeah, they look so fuzzy, you know, but they've got a giant wire through them, a sharp wire.
That's correct. So I found out about it when I picked him up from daycare, and they said, oh, by the way, he's swallowed a pipe cleaner.
They didn't think to take any action on this?
No.
What do
so
you
I
do?
I took him to the hospital. Well, I took him to the hospital and told him about it. Obviously, he's an 8-month-old, so a piece of wire in his stomach, really not ideal.
to say the least.
They did an x-ray, like a full-body x-ray of him, and clear as mud, it was like on the x-ray, in his intestine kind of area. And we had to stay in hospital for 2 days to be able to wait for it to pass through his body without it, you know.
So he had to poo it out. They didn't, like, go in and dig it out.
No, they waited for him to pass it through, but they just kept him monitored. And, yeah, it was pretty hectic, yeah.
Oh, my God!
What can I ask? It's a bit of a gross question. Mind you, it's your story, so this is your fault, Olivia. When it came out...
When he pooed it out.
What was that like?
It was just a piece of wire, obviously. The body had everything, you know, gotten rid of all the fuzzy bits.
Absorbed the fluff.
It was just a piece of wire coming out of this tiny
He's
little boy.
Grown up with green fluff in his intestines.
That's crazy. Excellent story,
I'm glad
Olivia.
He's okay, isn't he? He's good?
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's good. Just hates arts and crafts.
In the running for caller of the week, let's go to Bella right now. Morning, Bella.
Morning.
Hey, babe.
You've had something stuck in your bod.
So when I was like, I don't know, 4 or something, I shoved a popcorn kernel so far up my nose that I had to go to the doctor and I had to get these pliers and ply it out of my nose.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Bella, do you know why? I often like to ask, why you stuck the popcorn kernel up your nose?
Well, I was really little, but I just remember watching TV and playing with all the popcorn kernels after I ate the popcorn. And, like, I didn't know what to do with it, so I think I just shoved it up my nose.
Oh, Bella. You're a classic.
Are the movies a bit of a triggering experience for you these days, Bella?
No, I still love popcorn.
Oh, good stuff. Oh, man. The stuff you do when you're a kid, though, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to stick that in a part of my body.
Why not?
A normal thing to do when you're a kid. Vicky's called through. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
What did you have stuck in your body?
I actually had a cockroach stuck in my ear.
Now, why did you shove a cockroach in your ear, Vicky? That was silly.
I didn't do the shoving. I was outside watering the garden and some insects flew out of the garden when I hit it with the hose. And one, they flew at my face and one flew directly into my ear.
Oh, my God. And it got stuck.
God. It did. It did because it wanted to hide, so it just dug deeper.
And
I've walked into the house screaming, and I'm not normally a person screaming, but my husband and my son, teenage son, have jumped out of bed, and my husband had to float it out with oil.
Oh, that's actually quite clever.
Well done him. It wasn't a big, like, German cockroach,
was it?
We're talking
one
of the little ones,
No, just a little one, about a centimetre long, but still I could feel it crawling, trying to get out, and it was revolting.
How did your husband know that oil would get it out of your ear?
We had both done first aid several times before, and it has come up in a first aid course.
It's a very specific thing to get through, isn't it? Why did that come up in a first
aid? Normally it's just like, CPR, here's a Band-Aid, cockroach in your ear. Nice little combination.
Oh, thanks for your call, babe. I'm glad you got it out.
Oh, me too.
God, I love our people. Everyone's had something stuck in them at some point.
Have they, though?
Are we all ready to do this?
Yes, please.
Here we go. What is Jimmy Love? Da, da, da. What is Jimmy Love? Da, 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 da. What is Jimmy Love? Love. Offended by today, the most offended man in the universe is our dear friend, colleague, and compadre, Jimmy Love, and he joins us in the studio right now. Good morning.
Jimmy Love.
Good morning, Maz. Good morning, Nick Kelly.
I get nervous when you enter the studio, because I don't know who you're going to unleash on.
Oh, today I'm actually really wound up by something that's happened a few times over the weekend, and it's uncalled for, and I just don't think it's necessary in life.
Now, I'm nervous about this because you and I saw each other on the weekend. Mm-hmm. We had a little tipple on Saturday night, very late in the stakes, so I'm hoping this is not directed at me.
No, it's not directed at you. It's directed at the general population.
So, you are offended by 6 billion people today.
Yeah, so
everyone.
Everyone. I'm the father of two amazing, gorgeous babies, Cookie the Cavoodle and Princess Pebbles the Toy Poodle. And they're the greatest dogs on earth. They're fantastic.
Of course they are. Yeah.
You know, they do, there are some things they do. They scream in the car. They hate traveling. They'll tug on the leash while walking. They'll sometimes get territorial over their bones.
That's normal. That always happens.
Sounds like my 2-year-old.
Just little bits and bobs. Now, one thing that has really been riling me up recently is people go, oh, how's your dog's doing? How's your puppy's doing? You tell them. And then they offer unsolicited advice on how to fix your dog issues. And I'm like, No. I'm at the vets the other day and someone heard the dog screaming in the back of the car. Oh, you know what you got to do to stop them from doing that, that. I'm like, I do not even know you. Do not tell me how to raise my children. I have not asked for advice. I have not invited you in and said, hello, my treasured vet or dog psychologist. How may I do this? But you come here and you say to me, this is what you should do to help your dogs. Oh, you know how they jump on you when you walk into the house? Oh, you know what you should do? You got to ignore them for 5 minutes, because I saw Caesar on the internet and he's a dog whisperer. And he said that when you go into the house, you've got to ignore your dogs, and that way they won't get excited when they see you, and that will help them separate. I did not ask you for advice on how to raise my babies.
Jimmy, thank you for giving the dog version of what it is like to be a mother with a child.
And can I just advise you?
Don't
when
have
my
kids.
Cat gets too
don't have kids.
Let's sing it all together now. What is Jimmy Love? Da-da-da-da. What is Jimmy Love?
Today. Guys, this is really exciting. We, as in Australians, will be allowed to travel internationally very, very soon.
We're out of here, baby.
Oh my gosh. Just the thought of it after the last 2 years is...
feels a bit weird, doesn't it?
Kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It kind of feels a bit naughty. It's like, ooh, I'm thinking about going overseas on a holiday. Ooh, how naughty.
It's good because the recurring dream that I have when I'm stressed of missing a flight, which is it just happens every time I'm stressed, I dream about missing a flight.
Oh, that's weird.
It's actually going to be possible now.
Have you missed a flight in the past?
Yes. I was in LA.
Yes.
And I got to the airport a little bit too early. And I had a couple too many red wines. And I thought I'd have a little snooze at the gate.
Oh, dear.
And the flight left without me. No joke. No. I ended That's up having to stay an extra 24 hours, pay an extra $600, and I bought a ticket to the lounge for the day as well, which was my saviour. But then I started drinking more red wines there, and I almost had the same issue.
So have you learnt your lesson?
No.
Yes, you have. You have learnt your lesson.
I have. I was 20. I was a young man.
And I think the lesson here for everybody is that your stress dream is actually more about your own stupidity, not stress.
That's a very good point. Yes, it was a stressful
situation. But let's talk about traveling internationally. So Scott Morrison he's recently said, so they're scratching if you're vaccinated and you're coming back into Australia,
yep.
No home quarantine, no hotel quarantine, and if you're double vaxxed, you can head on overseas.
We can lift the caps for returning Australian citizens, residents, and their families from the 1st of November into New South Wales. What this also means is that we will be allowing Australians, permanent residents and citizens and their families to leave Australia from wherever they live in Australia and return.
Okay, so we want to go on a journey with you this morning.
Yeah, take us somewhere.
131060, give us a call. Tell us if there was limitless money, if you actually loved your family and you could go somewhere, if you could get on a plane ASAP and get out of here and go overseas, where do you want to go? And let's all go there together and spend a bit of time in international waters. So 131060, let me give you an example.
Where are you taking
let's
us?
Let's say I want to go to Hollywood. We're going to Hollywood.
Tinseltown, baby.
We are going to the epicenter of fame and fortune and debauchery. Yes. It's called Hollywood.
Hollywood, baby.
We can walk along that. What's the thing with all the stars?
The Star Walk.
The Star Walk.
Past the Getty Theatre. Past the Chinese Theatre.
We can go and see Dean McCarthy and Nelson Aspin.
Nelson Aspin.
They live in Hollywood. We could go to Beverly Hills and try and find Meghan Markle's house.
Oh, my God, we could. And her dad standing outside trying to get in and apologise.
No, I think he's still in the UK.
Oh, yeah, he might be now.
I think he's still over in the UK doing press about how they don't get along.
That's right, yeah, really important topic.
But anyway,
you can jump on one of those star buses and they'll take you around and go,
yes.
If you look to the left, you'll see.
You can see where Justin Bieber peed into a bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And then everyone goes, wow, and takes heaps of happy snaps. And
then you can go to, oh my gosh, it's Disneyland.
It's possible.
You can go to Disneyland. There's also other theme parks.
The Chateau Marmont for a mimosa.
Ooh.
First thing I do when I get to LA, straight to the Chateau Marmont.
What about
for an expensive mimosa?
The Hotel Cecil where that chick went missing and then turned up dead on the roof.
Yes, you can go there.
Hollywood, baby.
You can walk up the mountain. They all walk up the Laurel Canyon, whatever it's called.
The canyon.
The canyon, yep.
You could try and climb the H in the Hollywood sign. You'd get arrested, but you could try.
Where are you taking us on a holiday to? 131060. You're going to the running to be our caller of the week. $500 iconic.
Let's all go there together. Like, I'm ready to take a trip around the world with you guys this morning. Wherever you want to go, let's do it together. Stacey, you're on. Hi, babe.
Hi.
Where are we going on a holiday? Tell us.
America. Mainly New York,
yes.
Orlando, Florida.
Yes. Oh, let's start in New York. Now, are you actually planning this holiday or are we just being super creative?
Nah, I'm actually planning it.
Okay, well, what's on your list? What's on your spreadsheet?
Well, we plan to be there in November next year. So
okay.
Christmas time.
Yes, you're going to have a white Christmas.
Yep.
Are you going to be there for New Year's?
Hopefully.
You should stay there for New Year's because the big thing.
The ball drop.
The ball drop in Times Square, the iconic big ball dropping.
Yeah.
And everyone pashes at midnight.
Yeah, we plan to come back in about January. So,
yeah, cool.
Yep.
So you're going to the Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty, any fun tours that you want to go on? Like there's the Sex in the City tour. You could do that one.
Ooh. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, you don't sound like you're a Sex in the City.
No,
that's all right. You
can. Probably not.
It's not my holiday, Stacey. I'm just throwing ideas at you. What about
more culture?
More culture.
Like museum.
Sex in the City is cultural. yes. More museums. The Guggenheim Museum. That's the thing.
The National History Museum.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
Boring.
Sounds like a ripper holiday. No, that's cool. Each to their own, babe.
If you're a 6 year old, so.
Definitely don't go to the fun places.
Famously, 6 year olds like museums. That's something noted.
6 year olds love anything that their parents are into, actually. So you're probably onto a winning plan there.
Oh, no, she's science. She loves all science.
Oh, yeah. you got a little nerd on your hands. That's awesome. Yeah. I swear there's a science museum in every major city that you could go to.
Yep.
Sure, there's bouncing putty. Do you remember bouncing putty?
Yes.
Get some bouncing putty.
Another tour you could do if you were into television shows, you could do the, you could go to Central Perk, the Friends Cafe.
Oh, yes.
That's in New York as well.
The Late Late Show.
You do the Late Late Show. Isn't there a Seinfeld kind of stuff you can do?
Tour? Yeah, everything's got a, every TV show that was based in New York.
That's all.
Have a tour.
Run up.
Which is kind of cultural. Okay, Stacey, have a great holiday. Oh my God, I want to go with you. Or maybe skip the museums.
With the Disney Cruise and Orlando, Disney World and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got it all planned.
Bring it on. Good on you, Stacey. Enjoy that. Thanks for taking us on a trip.
Let's talk to Renee on 131060. Good morning.
Good morning.
Renee, where are we going on holidays?
I'm thinking Fiji. Oh.
Bulla.
Bulla.
Fiji.
Vinaka Bulla.
Have you ever been?
No, I've never been to Fiji before, but
neither have I.
Oh, I've been wanting to go for so long. I really wanted to go pre-COVID and then COVID sparked and it's just kind of put that on hold for a little while.
Okay, so I've never been to Fiji, but I'm guessing we can wear coconut bras and lie down on the sand.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much that you can do in Fiji. Like you can do mud pools, hot springs. They have like there's a lot of hiking that you can do. They even have like a... Garden of the Sleeping Giant, which is very iconic for Fiji.
A what? A Garden of the Sleeping Giant?
Garden of the Sleeping Giant. It's kind of, it's a beautiful garden and absolutely iconic for Fiji for anyone who's never been. I actually work in travel, so I sell a lot of Fiji. And
you're all over it.
Oh, I'm all over it and I want to go.
Back to the garden.
Who's the sleeping giant?
The sleeping giants.
Yeah, well, I also have you guys ever heard of Cloud Nine?
Cloud Nine.
That's that bar, isn't it? Out on the water.
Yeah, it's a floating platoon in the water. It has like a pizza bar. It's amazing. And you just kind of like stay on there and have cocktails.
Oh, babe.
And the water's like 28 degrees. And...
Oh, yeah.
Now, Renee, on this holiday, other than me and you, who's going?
I would take my partner and my daughter.
Yeah. How old's your little girl?
She will be two, actually, in 2 weeks' time. So.
Is she old enough for you to just, like, offload to a kids' club for a couple of weeks?
To be honest, I'm pretty sure the majority of the kids' clubs are in about 3 years of age plus.
Then postpone for a year, I reckon.
Or just get a nanny. That's the best way to do it.
No, I'm kidding. Family holidays are good. She'll love that garden.
I know a guy who's got kids under 10 who goes to Bali like 3 times a year and offloads his kids to a nanny for the week.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like some people go on a holiday with their kids to hang out with their kids and other people do what your friend does. And that's fine.
Absolutely.
Whatever works.
Yeah. Each their own.
Do what works. Thanks, Renee. I feel so relaxed after having this chat.
I know. I'm off to Cloud Nine. Catch ya.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think. This